Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why did they stop making music like this? We still make rock music.
Yeah.
We make music that sounds sort of like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I can't hear this music on the radio anymore. I used to, all I listened to growing up was the oldies.
Right.
When Clue was the, I don't know if they called it that back then,
sure.
But that's all I listened to, and I wish we still had something like that on the air around here, and we just don't.
I mean, maybe there's still something that sounds like 60s, 70s Motown, and I don't know about it, but it's such a great genre of music.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we just make more?
Yeah,
and every
know.
Time somebody makes a song that has that influence, it's a hit. Like Bruno Mars has
yeah.
some stuff
yeah.
Mm-hmm. that has that.
And then Marvin Gaye's family sues him.
Yep. And people and
automatically
and it always.
I think
it
we
always
figured it out.
Works.
I have a selfish request. If anyone at Flying Tiger Motorcycles listens to the show, reach out to me. I'd like to do some business. Twitter, tweet us, send us an email, give us a call, something like that. I'd like to give you some of my money. Flying Tigers Motorcycles. DGS. Tim Jones joins us. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Dave.
Gosh, where to start? I can't remember the last time we spoke. Let's just go border emergency. Do you like what the president did?
You know, Dave, I don't know that he had a choice, and I do see a big difference between what the president did versus what Barack Obama did on DACA, for instance. So there was a lot of criticism of Barack Obama during his entire tenure, and he actually bragged about, remember, he made the famous statement about, well, if Congress isn't going to do these things, then I've got a pen and a phone. So Barack Obama actually bragged about all his executive orders. He also happened to be the most overturned president in history on Supreme Court action. That got very little coverage, as you can imagine, on the media. So what I would say the difference, so there's a lot of liberal pundits now saying, well, you know, all you conservatives, you criticize Barack Obama over this, but Barack Obama, on the DACA example, for instance, he invented that out of thin air. Trump is saying, no, there's actually a statute that says I can do these things. So the question is, did I go beyond the statute or not? It's not did I create executive power out of thin air. It's a statutory construction question, Dave. You know, it's one of those things we learn in law school. It's like, okay, here's a statute. It says you can do X, Y, Z. And Trump is saying, some of you are now saying that I did X, Y, Z and another letter. Well, that's going to be up to the courts to decide. So Trump is saying, this is not like Barack Obama. There is a statute that says I can exercise these powers, and this is well within my power. I'm the commander in chief. I am defining the situation at the border as a crisis, mm-hmm. as an invasion of drugs and sex traffickers. And all you Democrats, you claim you're worried about the opioid crisis. You claim you're worried about sex trafficking. Well, apparently you're worried about it everywhere except on our southern border.
So will this be a case of first impression? Has the Supreme Court weighed in on this statute before?
I don't believe they have, Dave. And I think Trump's going to say, I think one of his arguments is going to be, you know, look, this statute has been in place, I think, for 50-plus years.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama and other presidents have declared a lot of national emergencies, including Barack Obama declared two national emergencies for civil unrest in Burma and Sierra Leone. And so Trump's going to say, if you can declare national emergencies for civil unrest in countries that many people may not have ever heard of and don't know where they are, then I should be able to declare a national emergency for civil unrest on our southern border. So, Dave, I think it will be a case of first impression. It probably
that'll be interesting.
Should not have been. Somebody should have been challenged on this before now.
Yeah, you don't see many of those these days. So Bernie Sanders is officially in for 2020. Is your gut that all of the far-left socialist liberals coalesce around Bernie because he's the original Democrat, socialist Democrat, whatever? Or is he just going to look like yesterday's news with AOC and people like that?
Yeah, Dave, you know how people are in the 24/7, what's the latest reality TV show news cycle that we're in? And I think it may be more of the latter. Not that... not that Bernie didn't look like the crazy dude from Back to the Future last time, but he kind of looks like, he kind of looks older now, doesn't he? Like, back then it was kind of hip and cool, and look at this dude, you know? And,
yeah.
On the other hand, Dave, I don't know, and I'd love your thoughts on this, how interesting, and I don't know if Bernie planned it this way or not, but what a juxtaposition of two different things we just had over 24 hours, right? Yesterday, literally 12 hours before Bernie Sanders decides to announce for president, Donald Trump is in Miami declaring and talking about the evils of socialism, and there are Hispanic Americans in the crowd literally yelling, urging him on and saying, Cuba Libre, Venezuela Libre, Nicaragua Libre, and he's talking about the evils, the horrors, the failures, the dreariness of socialism. Bernie Sanders, 12 hours later, goes, hey, socialism is great. Wouldn't that be wonderful to elect me for president? I think that was weird the way that happened.
Yeah.
Tim, Tony Colombo, what'd you make of the Andrew the McCabe interview?
Yeah, so what a strange world we live in. Tony Colombo's flip test-ish, right? Where someone who the media loves because they hate Donald Trump can literally go on national television and do everything but admit that they were fomenting sedition against a duly elected legitimate president of the United States. I mean, I remember how a couple years ago when Donald Trump was saying, hey, I was wiretapped, and people were like, oh, come on, what a jokester. You know, you're just trying to change the subject over whatever the subject was 2 years ago. That happened. It also happened that the Steele dossier, which has been largely debunked, which got the FISA warrant on Carter Page, who's never been brought up on charges for anything, led to this whole Russian collusion hoax. A series of Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate last week said there is no Russian collusion. So McCabe, sort of like, boy, it was kind of like, it was like he was trying to get out there before the Mueller investigation comes out so he can sell a couple books before his entire narrative is also destroyed. I mean, everything that everybody was being made fun of on the center-right side of the spectrum about the deep state, the real collusion against Donald Trump as a duly elected president, it's like, oh my gosh, it looks like that happened. And it's amazing that nobody wants to talk about that except for a couple of folks on Fox News.
Well, you know, even McCabe's, because I've watched him interviewed three times now, even his explanation for why he opened those investigations is paper thin. Like, even he says, under the best circumstances, when he fired Comey, I thought to myself, what if he's a Russian agent? Well, there's like 1,000 other reasons he could have done it. It has to be, whether it's Trump or Obama or Clinton or George Washington, the absolute thinnest reason that the most egregious, ballsy effort was ever undertaken by a federal employee.
Dave, you're right. I mean, he had a bad feeling.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, holy cow. And so to the normal, everyday, average American, you, me, everybody listening, you're like, oh my God, the FBI could come after me because I got a bad feeling about something I said or did with no evidence. And here we are 2 years later. And I don't know if people realize this, but the Senate Intelligence Committee that looked at this for 2 years, guess what? They've got every document and piece of paper and statement that Mueller has. And Mark Warner, the Democrat ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee, who does not like Trump at all, he is a Trump hater, he had to come out last week and basically say, yeah, no direct evidence of Russian collusion. There's no criminal conspiracy to commit electoral fraud. And so what do you think Mueller's investigation is going to say? Probably about the same thing. We don't like how Trump acted, and we don't like the people he talked to, but nothing really happened here. I mean, what's the left going to do then? And what are you going to do with all these people that literally went after a duly elected legitimate president for no reason whatsoever? That used to only happen in banana republics and third world countries.
You would really think that if he gets his spidey sense tingles, and based on nothing but a bad feeling, he opens up a counter-espionage file investigation on the sitting president of the United States, you would think that someone would say, okay, make this go away. I'm going to pretend this never happened. You shred the file. This never happened. Instead, it just keeps going for years.
Yeah, Dave. Instead of doing that, instead of going, oops, I hope nobody notices. We're gonna do a whole Jennifer Flowers. We're gonna shred all this stuff. You know, they doubled and tripled and quadrupled down over the last few years. They've got Adam Schiff, he looks goofier and goofier every time he comes on television. It's kind of like he's like ridiculously intoxicated over getting Donald Trump. He's the only one left. Everyone else is going, Adam, shut the hell up, dude. It's over. And I don't see how Mueller's going to come out with any sort of different outcome than the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee. And so, yeah, people are now going on bad feelings or I don't like how he says things. And that should really terrify normal Americans. And the Democrats of old, Dave, as everybody recalls, you know, the ACLU and left-leaning groups like that, they used to stand up against big government and authoritarianism. And so I think Donald Trump, back to what he was talking about yesterday in Miami, he's really weaving together the whole, we don't want to be socialists, we don't want to be authoritarians, we don't want to have big government here. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is saying that somehow we can do it differently. Socialism hasn't worked anywhere in the world, and even the socialists have to admit that. They just say, we've invented a new way to do it better.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.